The Selfish Path to Romance. Download chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Nancy, you're having some, you have a question about a boyfriend's son?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, this kid, I'll call him, is going to be 21 in November, so he's really a young man.
You know, correct.
He should be a young man at this point. He has been living at home with his father since his father and mother divorced 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduated high school a couple of years ago and has spent the last 2 years essentially sort of going to junior college. I mean, mm-hmm. he has enough credits now after 2 years of mm-hmm. college that he almost has finished his freshman year.
Okay.
And through the process, he's smoked a lot of marijuana. He's lied about enrolling in classes. He's lied about dropping classes. He's gotten a DUI and lost his license for a year and then gotten another ticket for being drunk in public.
Okay.
So that now he's lost his license for another year.
Mm-hmm. Who drives him around?
He rides his bike, which mm-hmm. is how he got the other drunken in public. He was drunk on his bike, believe it or not.
Okay.
On
so
his way to work.
What would you like some help with? It sounds like he's your boyfriend's son, right?
Right.
He's living with your boyfriend.
Well, finally, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 5 years, and he wanted us to live together, and I said, I'm not going to live in your house with your son there because I don't feel safe around him, and I just can't do that. You know, I can't live with, I'm an attorney, I can't live with somebody smoking dope in the house or having mm-hmm. it in the house. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally told him this summer that he wanted him to move out by the end of the summer with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came and visited me. I'm living in another city now.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and visited
Who's
me.
Who's the he? The son. The son visited you?
No, the boyfriend.
The boyfriend visited you. Okay.
And while he was gone, the son got into his, he had already gotten into his checking account and taken about $3,000.
Ooh.
Blown it on online gambling. And now he got a hold of a couple of his credit cards and ran up the balance to another $9,000.
Okay. Okay, so then what, how can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to, I guess, decide whether I should stay in this relationship because even now his father doesn't want to make there be any consequences for this atrocious behavior.
Okay, so you're watching a kid's behavior over a course of 5 years, because you've been with him for 5 years, go down the mm-hmm. tubes. This
exactly.
kid is making one bad choice, starting small, growing the bad choices.
Right.
He had, you could see where he was at many potentially good choice points. I mean, he could go to college, he almost finished his freshman year, and
right.
instead he even gets a DUI on a bike. I don't think you can get a DUI on a bike, but he's caught drunk driving on a bike, and here you are, an attorney. You've built your reputation, you've built your character. What are you seeing in the father that you like?
Hey, I gotta interrupt this because we've gotta pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
You've built your reputation. You've built your character. What are you seeing in the father that you like?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of good shared memories together. We have a lot of fun together. But
mm-hmm.
I don't respect his parenting values.
Okay, and that's a major, I mean, that's a potential relationship breaker. That's why you're calling, right?
Well, yes, because now he's blaming me. He told me today that it's my fault that his son did the things he did, because his son was angry because he told him to move out so I could move in.
Okay.
And so it's really all my fault.
Okay, so the son is going to be a victim for life, according to the father. I don't know what went on in the divorce with this kid, you're calling him the kid, the 21-year-old kid's mother. I don't know what issues he's been dealing with. The kids can make excuses and excuses, but many parents get divorced and the kids end up fine. So,
there are
books, and you may be well, because you're an attorney, you may be aware of the individual I'm going to mention, who's written some very good books. He's got a wonderful website that gives a lot of information too. One of the books is Before It's Too Late, and the author, it's Why Some Kids Get Into Trouble and What Parents Can Do About It. And it's by Stanton Samenow, Samenow, Dr. Mm-hmm. Stanton Samenow. And it talks about the first chapter. I mean, listen to the chapter titles alone. The Child as Shaper of His Own Destiny. Many parents feel so guilty that they're immobilized and they can't, the kids don't take responsibility. And then it says, then there are some more chapter titles. Life is a One-Way Street. My way. That's the way the kid's thinking. They disregard others. They take the easy way out. Of course, easy way is never an easy way. They look at lying as a way of life. And then they have this idea that it's not my fault. They refuse to be held accountable.
Oh, exactly.
And then they're able to split their parents. One of the chapters is The Child is Victim. Excuses, excuses, exclamation point.
Right.
And parents blame themselves. Children know how to induce guilt in parents.
Right.
So this is a wonderful read. This is the author who also wrote Inside the Criminal Mind, which is good.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. So, but this is the precursor to that, Before It's Too Late. So I would recommend that. The bigger question is yourself, and I know we only have a moment here. You can sit down and write down what bothers you in the character of this potential partner that would make it be a relationship breaker. It's sounding like you're frustrated enough over a long enough time that as you're talking right now, it doesn't sound like the relationship is going anywhere. Even though you have good memories, you're ambivalent and you like to put your life on a better path, and he's not making those decisions. Listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. If you hold on during the break, I'll talk with you then.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
Now, BB, tell me, what is so wonderful about smoking?
Everything. I like the way a fresh, firm pack feels in my hand. I like peeling away that little piece of cellophane and seeing a twinkle in the light. Coaxing that first sweet cylinder out of its hiding place and bringing it slowly up to my lips. Striking a match. Watching it burst into a perfect little flame and knowing that soon that flame will be inside me. I love the first puff, pulling it into my lungs, little fingers of smoke filling me, caressing me, feeling that warmth penetrate deeper and deeper till I think I'm going to burst, then whoosh, watching it flow out of me in a lovely, sinuous cloud. No two ever quite the same.
And that's from Frasier. And my apologies to anyone who is trying to quit smoking and hears that. There are incredibly fabulous benefits to most bad habits. For example, you could hear BB talking about smoking and how great that is. Or drinking. I mean, drinking can help you drown your worries, but it also helps you drown your worries, which is a problem because you don't deal with them. And smoking, even though it gives you some short-term benefits, it can give you a rush, long-term, it can do a heck of a lot of damage. We have a friend who just had esophageal cancer. I don't know whether it was caused by smoking, but smoking does damage lungs. I mean, you can look at the lungs at a science museum, clean, I mean, who thinks about their lungs, right? But clean pink lungs, and then you see the black lungs of somebody who's been smoking. So it does a lot of damage. Now, can you go up to somebody and say, okay, listen, it does a lot of damage, so you need to quit smoking? The answer is, that's not going to convince them. They need to talk themselves out of smoking. And you cannot force somebody else's mind. It is truly their body. It is truly their life. And you can give them information, and you can also become an incredible nag in their life. You don't want to create that in your close relationships. So it's an art, it's a skill, and to give information in a way that's received by the other person as a thank you. As, oh, I'm so glad you let me know that, rather than nagging them, which will usually encourage them to rebel against you. And we all know that with kids, too.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Emotional intimacy is the most fundamental prerequisite for sexual interest and arousal and pleasure in a successful long-term relationship. Emotional intimacy is a feeling of psychological closeness to your partner and the result of the quality of the whole relationship. Attraction and desire are greatest when you feel visible to your partner. You selfishly value your partner and are selfishly valued in return. You understand the causes of your love. You work toward making yourself lovable. You choose the right partner. You feel understood and valued, and you communicate well. You also feel that your partner is emotionally and openly expressive in ways that create a positive emotional climate.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.